Nolte, When Not Seeing My Movie is Homophobia, America is Awesome. By John Nolte on October 6, 2022. Every time Aunt Baby Billy Eichner accuses America of being homophobic for not seeing his stupid movie, he not only proves what a spoiled, entitled man baby he is, he proves just how awesome America and Americans are. Imagine living in a country with so little homophobia. The definition of homophobia is dumbed and watered down to this. Homophobia, homophobia, noun. 1. The act of not seeing a movie filled with left-wing lectures, left-wing talking points, and explicit gay sex, including a four-man orgy. Is this a great country, or what? America is so tolerant, so in tune with the philosophy of live and let live, that this is all Eichner and his little cabal of woke Gestapo have got. A major studio poured $50 to $70 million to produce and promote his stupid movie. More than 90% of critics gushed over his stupid movie. The corporate media gave his stupid movie gazillions of dollars in free publicity. No one threatened the production. No one firebombed the movie theaters. No one even picketed the movie theaters. No one cared. America's reaction was exactly what it should be: total indifference. And now these left-wing Nazis are reduced to calling us homophobes because we didn't spend $10 and 4 hours to see a stupid movie. You can also add these definitions to homophobia. The act of opposing teaching grade school children how to give another boy oral sex. The act of opposing gay porn in grade schools. The act of opposing exposing little kids to drag queens. I repeat, is this a great country, or what? We see this everywhere now. Racism, racism, noun. 1. The act of being colorblind. 2. The act of opposing Black Lives Matter terrorists burning down predominantly black neighborhoods. 3. The act of opposing discrimination against Asians. 4. The act of telling the truth about history. 5. The act of quoting Reverend Martin Luther King. 6. The act of not believing the media's race hoaxes. Here's another. Sexism, sexism, noun. 1. The act of opposing slaughtering unborn children for convenience's sake. 2. The act of opposing slaughtering a born alive child after a botched abortion. 3. Voting Republican. 4. Being masculine. 5. Holding open a door. As America becomes increasingly colorblind, tolerant, and live and let live, all the fake media, wokeitards, and Democrats can do is move the goalposts to ridiculous extremes. And all they deserve in response is our contempt and ridicule. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.